It's hard to tell what's real and what's not these days when it comes to what you find on the internet, and most people will even tell you what they read on the internet is completely true. This tends to not be the case thanks to technology known as deepfaking. Deepfaking is a term created from the words deep learning and fake, and it's the process of taking an existing image and superimposing it onto a separate image. Max Volska has studied film for over 2 years at SAIT and the University of Calgary, and he believes the process of deepfaking is very easy to learn.
The programs and the software necessary to do it with deepfake technology specifically is super easy to get a hold of and use. I'm pretty sure you can find it on the internet and just start doing it. To do it professionally, where someone won't know it's a deepfake, that's more difficult. And definitely in the area of film, there are more technologies where we can do that. Deepfaking is sort of this very economic level technology, though, and definitely a lot of smaller filmmakers or just anybody wanting to use it for film would be best starting with that.
Despite deepfaking becoming more advanced, Volska does not believe it would become a problem for the film industry anytime soon.
Because a lot of the technology in deepfaking already exists in some form in the film industry. Like, we can already replace certain actors with computer-generated models, or we can also apply computer-generated faces onto existing actors. Deepfaking is kind of an internet equivalent to it, and definitely a more economic way, so I think it'll impact independent film a lot more than it will mainstream Hollywood. However, as the technology does get better, it'll be interesting to watch certain actors not even coming in for their roles, just giving their voice. But with deepfaking, even the voice can be recreated just off of a few sentences.
However, Volska does believe deepfaking may become a bigger problem for the average internet consumer.
For the average person, it can be dangerous simply because of identity theft issues, and because it's so accessible to anybody who wants it, there's obviously going to be people who use it improperly, especially if someone gets good with the software or updated software comes out where it becomes more accurate and hard to differentiate from a real person and a deepfake of the person. That's when we could look at some dangerous issues. The scary truth is, since this technology has been around for so long in the film industry, who knows to what extent deepfaking, in a sense, has already impacted things and already been used dangerously, and we wouldn't even know it, because when you're watching a film, you can't really tell. A good example would be the film Logan, where several scenes, Hugh Jackman is just a scan, and he's completely computer-generated in some of the action scenes, and you can't tell.
It appears that as the internet evolves, we will all have to evolve with it and decide for ourselves whether or not the information around us is true. Caitlin Greer, CMRU.ca News.